All right, so join me in prayer before we get started. Father, my aim this morning is to open your word and let it expand our view of discipleship. We need to see it as something beyond what we do only in a room or only with books or only at a set time. The way Jesus made disciples requires more dedication than a quick weekly visit here and there when we feel like it. Requires being committed to your ways and being committed to one another, even though we can be extremely hard to love. It requires prioritizing time with you and with your people, not pursuing the world's empty promises. And we've got to take spiritual warfare seriously. We've got to take steps towards each other and towards all day, every day, whole life discipleship. Instead of excusing ourselves by saying I'm too busy or too tired or that others are too sinful, we have to come together by grace through faith, trusting in the power of Jesus. While never treating sin lightly or mistreating those hurt by sin or ignoring the issues that led up to sin, we must never imply that people must atone for their own sins or make up for their own sins, because we know that Christ's death paid for sin in full once for all. Jesus invites us into a relationship based on all he's done, not on our ability to behave. He expects his disciples to extend this kind of mercy to others by faith in his ability to make all things new, as evidenced by his resurrection. My prayer is for our church to be operating by your playbook instead of the world's playbook, so that when people fail, they see in our eyes what Peter saw when he locked eyes with Jesus that night when he denied him three times. It was clear in that moment that though Peter had denied Jesus, Jesus had not disowned him. This tension can be tricky to navigate, so we come to your word this morning asking for insight and for help that only your spirit can provide. Have your way with us this morning and this week. We pray in your name. Amen.